今天是今年的最后一天，等一下开始新的一年。
Today is the last year of 2018, and later on we'll start a new year.
不晓得到底怎么鼓励你们，也祝福你们。
I'm not sure how to encourage and bless all of you here.
今晚上的我们主题是这样的，要生养众多。
Tonight's topic is be fruitful.
另一个题目是要成为有影响力的啦。
Another topic is you have to be an influential person.
真的2019年里面我们一定要成为更有影响力的人。
In 2019, we really have to become a more influential person.
到底我们怎么做能够成为有影响力的人呢？
And how should we do to become a more influential person?
或者是怎么做能够生养众多？
Or how to be more fruitful?
其实从某一个角度来看的话，人生是一个考试来的。
From a certain perspective, to see our life as a test.
所以呢，我们考的一定要及格。
And so when we take the test, we have to pass the test.
上帝给我们考试的时候，通常有两个范畴里面给我们这个考试。
And so when God gives us this test, there is two kinds of methods of it.
第一个考试是什么呢？
The first test is.
或者是考验。第一个考验是什么？
What's the first test then?
我们的上帝呢，透过什么事情来给我们看我们里面需要改变什么？
What is God essentially showing to us to need to change in us?
所以我们一定要明白，人生的问题是内部的问题。
And so our life is all about internal problems.
今天我们透过这个表演来看了，人生的问题真的不是外部的问题。
So today's performance, we see that you know, our problems with our life is not of external factors.
这个世上的观念是人生的问题是外部的问题。
Perception of this world is that problems always occur on the outside.
所以如果环境条件情况不好的话，怎么样呢？那么一定会失败。
And so when the condition is bad or the situation is bad, that will definitely fail.
其实人生的问题不是外部的问题，就是内部的问题了。
So our life is not of external factor, but it's of the inner problem.
所以呢，罗马书第十二章第二节怎么说呢？
What is written in Romans chapter 12 verse 2?
你愿意得到上帝的能力，上帝的荣耀的话，一定要更新。
And so if you want to have the power and the glory of God, you must have this renewal.
如果你能够更新，那么会发生什么事情呢？
And if you can renew, then what will happen to you?
以赛亚书第43章第18节到第19节告诉我们说，如果你能够更新的话，在旷野那边你能够开大路，在沙漠那边你能够开江河。
There it says Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19 that says that in the desert you can open up path and in the wilderness you can open up streams.
真的不要忘记了，人生的问题是内部的问题。
And so don't forget that our problems in our life is about the inner problems, not the external.
一定要记住，能够更新的话，在旷野那边也能够开大路，也在沙漠那边呢能够开江河。
And so if we can't have the renewal, then in the desert we can open up stream, and in the wilderness we can open up a path.
那么去过以色列的人都知道那边的旷野的情况。
Those that went to Israel know the conditions there.
那边旷野呢，算是一个山脉来的了。
Then in the wilderness is like a kind of like a.
在这边有一座山，然后有平地，然后还有一座山，不是这样的了。
So it doesn't work that way, but there's a hill, and then there is plain land, and then a hill again.
山脉的意思是没有平地，没有空间，就是很多的山这个连在一起，这就是山脉的意思。
We talk about this mountainous terrain, it's saying that there is a lot of mountains and hills during a place.
而且那边的旷野，那边的山呢，都是90度的很高高的山。
And then the mountains and the hills there is about 90 degree a cliff, that kind of mountains.
那种的情况里面开大路是不可能的。
Well, in that kind of condition to open up path, that's almost impossible.
如果有平地的话也可以开大路。
When there is plain land, it's possible to open a path.
但是那边90度高的90真的是90度高的了，对不对？
For those,
那个山脉了。
Well, the hill there is 90 degree perpendicular to the ground.
但是你能够更新的话怎么样呢？
But if you can't have the renewal,
在旷野那边也能够开大路了。
That in the wilderness it can open up path.
所以呢，箴言第23章第7节也告诉我们说，因为他心怎样思量， 他为的就是怎样。
And that in Proverbs 23, that says that how the man think would be how the person would be.
意思说你拥有了什么样的思想决定你的人生的意思。
And therefore, what kind of thinkings you have will decide what kind of life you will have.
啊，真的，千万不要这个受欺骗了。
So don't be deceived any longer.
啊，真的不是这个环境条件有没有才干，不是那种的问题了。
It's not about whether you are rich or whether you are capable or not, or environment or not.
所以耶稣也啊很清楚告诉我们说，从自己的心那边出来的思想能够决定我们的人生。
And Jesus says that whatever thinkings that we have inside of us will decide the life that we have.
啊，所以呢，今天我们一定要明白第一个考试是什么呢
？The first test is.
第一个考试。
What is the first test?
人生的问题是内部的问题。
Our life problems is the inner problem.
所以呢，我们的上帝呢，透过某些的事情来让你知道在你里面有什么问题。
And so God through different kind of circumstances to allow us to understand what's happening in the inner.
所以呢，面对考试的时候不要惧怕了。
When we're faced with tests, don't be afraid.
透过那个痛苦来看看我里面有什么问题。
To the sufferings to discover what kind of problems we have inside.
那么第二个考试是什么呢
？The second test is.
上帝给我们了很多很多的恩典。
God gave us a lot of grace.
啊、上帝给我们了很多的恩赐
God gave us a lot of giftings、
啊、每一个人都拥有了不同的恩赐
And every one of us we have different kind of giftings、
啊、很多有些人说我没有什么恩赐
Some people say that I don't have much giftings、
啊、不可能的啦
It's impossible
上帝创造你的时候呢看着是真好的啦
When God made you He see it as good
所以每一个人里头都有不同的恩赐的
And therefore every one of us we have different kind of giftings
那么第二个考试是什么呢
The second test is
怎么管理神给我们的恩赐
How do we govern over the giftings God has given?
怎么管理神给我们的恩典
How do we govern the grace that God has apportioned for us?
这就是神给我们的第二个考试了。
That is the second task that God has given to us.
那么第一个考试，我里头有什么问题，或者是我怎么管理神给我们的恩典？综合起来的话，我们通常是在三个领域里面发生考验了考验。
Allowed us to actually find out what is our inner problem, and the second will be how we govern over the grace and the gift that God has given to us. And in this, there is actually three areas of this that God is actually giving us a test subject.
啊，第一个考验是神的恩典。
The first is the grace of God.
啊，第二个是神给我们的权柄。
The second is the authority of God.
啊，第三是神给我们的资源这个财产。
And the third is the resources and the possessions that God has given to us.
那么我们怎么管理神给我们的恩典？怎么管理神给我们的权柄？怎么管理神给我们的资源？才决定我们的人生。
How should we, it decides our life and how we actually govern over the grace that God has given to us, the resources and the possession that God has given to us, and as well as the authority that God has given to us.
啊，2019年我们真的一定要得胜。
So 2019, we have to be victorious.
啊，你告诉你旁边的我们在2019年我们更得胜了
Tell us beside you that 2019 we have to be more victorious
2018年上帝大大的祝福我们了
2018 God has blessed us bountifully
但是2019年呢更得胜
2019 we gotta be more victorious
怎么做能够得胜呢
And how so we can be more victorious
三个这个考试里面一定要及格
And there's three tests we have to be we have to pass it
三个考试是什么呢
What is this three test then
怎么管理神给我们的恩典
How to govern over the grace that God has given to us
怎么管理神给我们的权柄
How to govern over the authority that God has given to us
怎么管理神给我们的资源
And how to govern over the resources that God has given to us
真的不要忘记了这个人生的问题不是外部的问题
so Understand that our life problem is not of the external factors
不是环境的问题
It's not about our environment
你怎么管理神给你的恩典怎么管理神给你的权柄怎么管理神给你的资源才决定我们的人生
So what decides our life is actually how we govern over the grace that God has given to us the authority that God has given to us and as well as the resources God has given to us.
我们先查看看神给我们的爱或者是神给我们的恩典。
Let's discover more about this grace that God has given to us.
请问你们上帝为什么给我们他的爱或者是他的恩典呢
Why did God give us his love and his grace?
或者是为什么拯救我们了
Why so that God saved us?
为什么上帝爱我们
Why did God love us?
为什么上帝给我们许多的恩典
Why God gave us much grace?
我们一起来看看一下列王记上
Let's look at 1 Kings
第十章
Chapter 10
第八节到第九节
Verse 8 to 9.
今天的内容是听起来没有什么新鲜，但是很重要的。
It's not something that is fresh of today's topic, but it's very important.
啊，透过今天的哈这个神的话来整理我们2018年。
So today, sharing the word, we're going to rearrange our whole 2018.
然后2018年我在哪里跌倒
？In which area have I fallen in 2018?
我们是上帝的孩子了。
We are the children of God.
我们的爸爸是上帝的。
Our father is God.
所以呢，圣经也告诉我们说。没有理由我们会失败。
So the Bible says there's no way that we will fail.
也不可能失败。
Or to say there's no way for us to
fail. 你愿意失败也已经来不及。
Even if you want to fail, it's too late.
因为你接受耶稣的时候，你变成超自然的存在了。
Because when you receive Jesus, you become of a supernatural being.
不要认为是这个是一个理论。
Well, don't think that it's kind of theory.
不要以为是这个是说说，你不要这样讲。
Not the thing that is just a casual saying.
我们真的是新造的了。
But we are new creation.
我们真的是超自然的存在。
We are of a supernatural existence.
虽然马马虎虎来生活是不对呀。
So if you live our life in a mediocre way, it's wrong.
透过今天的分享呢，一定要查清楚在哪里跌倒。
So today sharing with to understand and to discover whichever we have fallen.
现在分享第一，在哪里发生考验呢
？First is I want to discover where does this test take place.
在上帝的爱或者是上帝的恩典里面发生考验。
There would be a test in the love of God and the grace of God.
上帝为什么给我们他的爱？
Why did God give us His love?
为什么给我们他的恩典
？Why did God give us His grace?
一起来看这个《列王记上》第十章第八节到第九节。
First King chapter 10 verse 8 to 9.
请你的臣子，你的仆人常侍立在你面前，听你智慧的话是有福的。
How happy your man must be!
耶和华你的神是应当称颂的，他喜欢你。使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远爱以色列，所以立你做王，使你兵工行义。
How happy your man must be, how happy your officials, who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness.
我们的上帝很爱Solomon.
And so God really loved Solomon.
我们的上帝给他那么大的恩典。
And God gave him such a big grace.
为什么我们的上帝爱 Solomon 王呢？
And so why did God love King Solomon?
为什么我们的上帝给 Solomon 王那么大的恩典呢？
Why did God give Solomon such a great grace?
为的是让他吃的、穿的、喝的很好，为了他一个人来给他上帝的爱。上帝的恩典吗
To allow him to be sufficient in his eating, drinking, and wearing, and as well as let him feel the love and the grace of God?
不是的了。
That's not the case.
为什么我们的上帝爱所罗门王，让所罗门来做王呢
？Why so that God loves Solomon and allow him to become king?
为的是照顾别人。
So that he can take care of other people.
因着所罗门来，别人蒙福。
Because of Solomon, other people will be blessed through him.
为什么上帝给你爱
？So why did God give you love？
为什么上帝给你恩典
？Why did God give you the grace？
为的是因着你，你周围的人能够蒙福。
So that through you, the people around you would be blessed。
意思说，因这个为了让你施恩给别人。
So that through you to show mercy to other people。
这就是我们的考试。
So that is our test。
上帝给我们时间。
So God gave us time。
上帝给我们健康。
God gave us health。
上帝给我们衰。
God gave us Handsome, looking.
上帝给我们 beautiful.
God give us beautiful looking.
上帝给我们有些的钱
God give us some money.
上帝给我们学历
God give us qualifications.
无论怎么样，上帝给我们很多的爱的
God give us many kinds of love.
上帝给我们很多的恩典
God give us many of this grace.
你把神给你的恩典来好好用在别人身上
And so you probably use this love and grace that God has given to you on other people.
我们这样做的时候，圣经告诉我们说。我们的上帝大大的祝福我们。
And so when we do that, God say that He will bless us greatly.
所以好好管理神给我们的爱，神给我们的恩典。
And so properly govern over the grace and the love that God has given to us.
真的不要认为是努力读书，那么能够得胜。圣经根本没有这样讲。
Well, don't say that we become very diligent in our studies and we can become successful.
以前是大学毕业的没有那么多。
In the past, not many people graduated from university.
现在几乎都这个大学毕业。
But nowadays, many people graduated from university.
但是现在社会越来越平安吗
？But right now, our society is in peace.
你的生活越来越平安吗
？Is your life more in peace right now?
越读书，我们的压力越大力啊。
The more you study, the more stress you are facing.
那么以前没有读书也能够买一栋房子了。
In the past, you don't really study much, but you can buy a house.
但是现在读到博士学位也是不容易买一栋房子。
Right now, even if you have a doctorate, but you can't buy an apartment.
所以呢，现在有钱的就是老人家了。
So those that are rich are actually the elderly.
今天的年轻人没有钱。
The young people have no money nowadays.
但是现在我们的孩子们读书那么高。
But our children study a lot.
我们看看呢，我们的爸爸妈妈都是没有读书了，但是能够成家，能够建立自己的家庭，能够买一栋房子。
Look at our parents, they are the ones that can be able to raise a family and buy an apartment and to bring up the children.
现在看起来我们越来越聪明。
We now look like very smart,
getting smarter. 但是越聪明，物价越高。
But the more that we are getting smarter, the house property got raised the price.
所以以前你一个人做工可以这个照顾一个家庭。
Well, in the past, you one person, well, you can take care of a family.
但是现在呢，一对夫妻没有做工的话，很难照顾一个家庭。
But right now, if the couple don't work together, they cannot actually take care of the family.
所以呢，现在几乎那么多的人不要生孩子。
Therefore, many people don't want to give birth to children.
不要生孩子还好，那么多的人根本不要结婚。
It's still okay if you want to give birth, but many people do not even want to get married.
对啊，看起来是怎么样呢？人越来越聪明，好像可以做什么，对不对？
Seems,
但是不是的了。
It seems like men get more smarter and they can do something, but it doesn't seem to be the case here.
人呢，越来越没有人情味。
Man becomes less warm.
那么圣经里耶稣也在马太福音第24章11节到第12节里面也说，耶稣再来之前的这个整个社会呢，爱心越来越冷淡下去。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 11 to 12 there says that because of the increase of wickedness, that's why the love of all become cold.
爱心越来越冷淡下去的结果呢，整个社会呢更辛苦。
And therefore, the whole entire society went more tough.
那么会发生不景气。
And then there will be a crisis.
耶稣也那么清楚地这样告诉我们了。
Jesus also told us that.
所以呢，我们施恩给别人的时候，我们的上帝呢一定会提高你。
And so when we show grace to other people, God will exalt you.
所以呢，耶稣也在路加福音第16章第12节怎么说呢？
As well as that in Luke chapter 16 verse 12.
那么12节路加福音第16章12节里面说，倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？
Verse 12 says, and if you are not trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?
我们看看一下路加福音第16章
Luke chapter 16
第9节到第16节
in verse 9 to 16
第16章第9节到第16节
Luke chapter 16, verse 9 to 16.
我们的天使好好学习，然后一万年的功课赶快毕业了。
So the angels have to properly learn, and so they can graduate the 10,000 years of school.
你一定要明白这个。2018年，当然上帝大大的祝福我们了。
2018, indeed, God has blessed us greatly.
但是还不够了。
But that's not enough.
2019年，我们更成长。
2019, we have to grow in with more.
2019年里面，我们更得胜。
2019, we have to be more victorious.
怎么做能够得胜？
And how should we do to be more victorious?
好好管理神给我们的爱，好好管理神给我们的恩典。
To govern over the love and the grace of God.
多施恩给别人了。
Show grace to other people more.
那时我们的上帝真的大大的使用你。
And at the time, God will bless you and to use you mightily.
不要说这个社会那么混乱。
Don't say that the society is in a mess right now.
不管这个社会怎么混乱，在这个社会里面呢，我们的上帝也会使用你。
No matter how chaotic the society will be, God will always, only, also use you.
千万相信神的话了。
So always believe in the word of God.
你看路加福音第16章第9节到第16节，我们一起来念一下，请。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。第十节，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。第十一节，倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？第十二节，倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心， 谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？如果你不要施恩给别人的话，上帝会使用你吗？上帝会祝福你们吗？第十三节
,13.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重那个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉妈妈。第十四节，法利赛人是贪爱钱财的，他们听见这一切话就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣对他们说，你们是在人面前自称为义的，你们的心神却知道，因为人所尊贵的是神看为可憎恶的。第十六节，律法和先知到约翰为止，从此神国的福音传开了，人人努力要进去。
First night, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friend for yourself, so that when it's gone, you will be welcome into the eternal dwelling. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will be devoted to one or despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The Pharisee who loved money heard all this and was sneering at Jesus. He said to them, You are the ones who justify yourself in the eyes of men, but God knows your heart. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it.
上帝给有一个人他的爱了。
And so God gave one person his love.
啊，上帝给有一个人给他这个上帝的恩典了。
God gave one person his grace.
啊，结果呢，他变成很有钱的一个人。
And therefore he became a very rich person.
啊，但是我们一定要明白今天的经文里面说，你所拥有的恩典没有好好管理的话，变成一个考试来的。
So these scriptures tells us that if we don't properly govern the grace that we have, one day this one will become a test for us.
你怎么处理你所拥有的恩典，跟你能不能得到永生是很有关系的。
How we deal and to take care of this grace and how we enter into the kingdom, the eternal life, there is a relation between this.
啊，你没有好好管理神给你的恩典的话，不小心的话也会失去。
And so if we never take care properly of this kind of grace that God has given to us, we might actually lose this eternal life.
所以真的怎么管理神给我们的恩典是一个能够决定我们的人生。
And so how we govern over the grace that God has given to us, this is something that decides our life.
要明白。
This we have to understand.
你怎么管理神给你的恩典会决定什么呢？天使带你进去上帝的国，或者是上帝带你去上帝的国。
So how you govern over the grace that God has given to you, we decide whether the angels bring you to His kingdom or God will bring you to His kingdom instead.
啊，这里的朋友是天使或者是上帝来的了。
Here friend here refers to angel or God.
我们的上帝很看重你怎么管理神给你的恩典。
And so God is looking at you how you govern over the grace that God has given.
这个人是真的是施恩给别人的吗？
Did this person really show grace to other people?
真的是把神给你的恩典用在别人身上吗？
This person really use this grace on another person's life?
上帝很看重这些的。
And so God takes regards with all of this.
如果你好好管理，好好施恩给别人的话，怎么样呢？
Properly.
天使带你进入上帝的国。
If you properly govern over this and you properly show grace and mercy to other people, the angels will bring you to His kingdom.
啊，或者是我们的上帝带你进入这个上帝的国。
Or that God Himself will bring you into His kingdom.
所以呢，施恩给别人怎么做呢？更火热起来。
And so how you show grace and mercy to be more passionate.
有忠心的做的。
Faithfully doing this.
有忠诚的做的。
Faithfully doing.
意思说很努力做了。
That means do it with all your heart.
这样做的时候，我们的上帝呢，给你更多更多的祝福。
And at the time, God will give you even more blessings to that.
明白吗？这个耶稣再来之前，这个社会呢，爱心越来越冷淡，结果呢，整个社会呢，越来越辛苦。
Before Jesus is going to return, the love of all will become cold, and therefore the society will become more and more tough.
但是呢，在2019年里面也无论怎么样，你能够施恩给别人，也考虑别人。 着想别人来生活的话怎么样呢？我们的上帝在困难里面也能够提拔你，能够祝福你，能够提高你。
But in 2019, if you are willing to show grace to other people at the same time to consider for other people, then God, even through all this difficult time, God can exhort you, God can use you at those times.
啊，不只是这样的了。
It's not just that.
如果你真的是好好管理神给你的恩典，施恩给别人，着想别人来生活的话，甚至你的敌人也有一天开始跟你合作。
So even so that if you actually show grace to other people and consider for other people, even one day your enemy will actually cooperate together with you.
啊，要不然怎么样呢？你跟上帝之间变成啊仇敌的关系。
Otherwise, you'll be enmity to God.
啊，这就是第十五节的内容嘛。
This is verse 15.
啊，上帝很讨厌你啊。
God will detest you.
所以怎么管理神给你的恩典，神给你的爱是会。决定你的人生。
So how you govern over the grace and the love of God, this will decide your life.
没有好好这样做，结果呢，信主那么久也一直失败了。
So because we never properly do this, that's why we keep failing, even so that we've been Christian for so long.
啊，真的没有错了，我们是超自然的存在。
Indeed, we are supernatural beings.
啊，但是世上的法则跟上帝国的法则不一样。
But the law of this world and the law of God is totally different.
我们听神的话的时候，在我里面的上帝的能力呢，开始流出来。
When we listen to the word of God, the power that is inside of us will flow out of us.
啊，所以你告诉你旁边的，我们在2019年更得胜。
Tell the person beside you, in 2019 we have to be more victorious.
也告诉旁边的。2019年比2018年更动乱，但是你不要怕。
So 2019 compared to 2018, there'll be more turbulence, but you will not be in chaos.
真的，你不要以为我们的社会呢，以后呢，越来越好起来，不是的了。
So don't think that your society will get better as it goes.
我们的社会越来越动乱。
But this society is going to be more in chaos.
啊，但是不要怕了。
But don't be afraid.
在无论发生什么事情，你仍然着想别人，仍然考虑别人，仍然施恩给别人的话，在苦难里面，我们的上帝呢会。提拔你，会提高你，会让你超乎万民。
So no matter what happened, even though through all this kind of sufferings, and even so in this chaos, you continue to consider for other people, show mercy and grace to other people. God even saw that in this chaos, He'll be able to exhort you and to use you.
你看，为什么我们的上帝大大的使用这个所罗门？
So why so God used King Solomon?
通常是老大做王。
Usually the elder will be the one to become king.
所罗门是第四。
Solomon is number fourth.
大卫的儿子里面，所罗门是第四的。
Among King David's sons, he's number fourth.
但是为什么他能够做王？
Why did he become the king instead?
原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
啊，我们看看一下这个列王记上。
Let's look at First King.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第九节到第十三节。
9-13.
啊，注意看圣经了。
So read the Bible properly.
注意看圣经。那么天使现在笔记吗
？So it's the angels taking notes right now.
赶快毕业这个一万年的功课。
Just graduate is 10,000 years.
列王记上第三章第九节，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的名呢？第十节，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。第十一节，神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，但求智慧可以听从。”第十二节，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。第三节，你所设出没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。
Verse 9, so give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never be anyone like you.Nor will that ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings.
上帝为什么使用所罗门呢
？So why did God use Solomon？
那么以色列的历史里面没有人能够胜过所罗门。
In the history of Israel, nobody is greater than Solomon.
为什么所罗门变成那么厉害的人呢
？So why did Solomon become someone so great？
他没有为了自己来求什么了。
He never asked for himself.
他求了上帝的恩典，上帝的能力了。
But he asked for the power and the grace of God.
为什么他求上帝的智慧呢
？Why did he ask for the wisdom of God？
为了自己吗？
Is it for himself?
不是他为了别人，为了照顾百姓来求上帝的智慧。
He asked for the others so that he can take care of the people, the citizens. That's why he asked for that.
你看，为了别人来做什么事情，施恩给别人的时候，发生什么事情呢
？And so when you show mercy and grace to other people, what will happen to you?
上帝让你变成有影响力的人。
God allow you to become someone who is influential.
我们为了别人来生活，施恩给别人的时候，怎么样呢？我们的上帝那么高兴。
When we live for other people, when we show mercy to other people, God is very happy and pleased with that.
不只是这样的，我也已经说了，甚至你的敌人也愿意跟你合作。
Not just that, but I said also that your enemies will cooperate together with you.
你看箴言第十六章第七节。
In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 17.
真的是这样吗
？Is it true?
我们为了别人来生活，施恩给别人，把上帝的恩典、上帝的爱用在别人身上的时候，上帝那么高兴。结果呢，甚至敌人也愿意跟你合作吗
？If we live for other people, we show mercy and we show grace for other people. We consider for other people. Is it true that even so that this enemy would cooperate together with us?
箴言第十六章
Proverbs chapter 16,
第七节
verse 17.
对我来讲，今天的分享是相当重要的了。
Today, to me, this sharing is very important.
真的，那么清楚地告诉我们怎么做能够变成有影响力的人。
It shows us how to become a more influential person.
今天的正道呢，告诉我们怎么做能够生养众多。
Today's sermon teaches us how to be more fruitful.
我们看第七节经，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦。耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him.
什么时候我们的耶和华那么喜悦呢
？When is it so that our God will be so pleased?
你着想别人的时候。
When you consider for other people.
你施恩给别人的时候。
When you show mercy and grace to other people.
那是会发生什么事情
？At a time, what will happen to you?
甚至你的仇敌也愿意。跟你合作
Even his enemy live at peace with him.
虽然保罗也在以弗所书第四章第二十九节里面也说，叫别人得益处。
It says Ephesians chapter 2 verse 23 that says that to ask people to be blessed.
这就是我们能够得胜的方法。
This is the way how we can be blessed.
明白吗？现在考验发生在哪里
？So understand where does this test take place?
考试发生在哪里
？Where does this test take place?
在上帝的爱，在上帝的恩典里面会发生我们的考试。
It happens.In the grace and it happens in the love of God.
第二考试发生在哪里
the second test happening.
我已经说了权柄方面
It happens within the authority.
每一个人都有自己的权柄
Every one of us we have our own authority.
每一个人的权柄都不一样
Every one of us we have different kind of authority.
爸爸妈妈有爸爸妈妈的权柄
The parents you have parents authority.
孩子也有孩子的权柄
Even the children would have their own authority as well.
那么大哥有大哥的权柄
The older brother would have the older brother authority.
姐姐有姐姐的权柄
The older sister would have the older sister authority.
弟弟有这个弟弟的权柄
The younger brother would have the younger brother authority
妹妹有妹妹的权柄
And the younger sister would have her own authority
每一个人都有自己的权柄
Every one of us have our own authority
还有呢我们呢一定活在别人的权柄之下
We are all living under the authority of others
虽然好好管理神给我们的权柄
So properly govern over the authority that God has given to us
怎么管理神给我们的权柄会左右我们的人生
How we govern the authority that God has given to us would direct our life
所罗门的权柄是什么呢
Solomon's authority is
他的权柄是王权
His authority is kingship
上帝给他的权柄是王的权柄
The authority that God has given to Solomon is king
那么现在所罗门把这个王权用在哪里呢
And where is this Solomon using his kingship for?
现在所罗门用自己神给他的这个王权来压制别人吗
And so did Solomon use his kingship to oppress the other people?
或者是看不起别人吗
Or to look down and disregard people?
或者是控制别人吗
Or to control and manipulate people?
注意看圣经了
Well, look at the Bible closely.
为什么上帝使用这个所罗门
Why did God use Solomon?
第一个是他好好管理了神给他的恩典神给他的爱了
The first is that he governed properly of his own grace and the love of God
他着想别人了
He think of other people
那个所罗门呢把这个神给他的 整个恩典用在百姓身上了。
And all the grace that God has given to him, he used it on his own people.
那么上帝为什么使用所罗门？
Why did God use Solomon then?
真的他好好管理神给他的权柄。
Because he properly governed over the authority that God gave.
我们一起来看一下列王记上。
Let's look at 1 King.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
到第二十二节。
To 22.
列王记上第三章十六节到第二十二节，请。一日有两个妓女来站在王面前，一个说：“我主啊，我和这妇人同住一房，她在房中的时候，我生了一个男孩。”第十八节，我生男孩这个孩子后第三日，这妇人也生了孩子，我们是同住的，除了我们二人之外，房中再没有别人。第十九节，夜间这妇人睡着的时候，压死了她的孩子，她半夜起来，趁我睡着，我从旁边把我的孩子抱去，放在她怀里，将她的死孩子放在我怀里。第二十一节，天要亮的时候我起来要给我的孩子吃奶，不料孩子死了直至天亮，我细细的查看，不是我所生的孩子。那妇人说：“不然，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。”这妇人说：“不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。”他们在王面前如此争论。
Verse 16, now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, My lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, that woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she laid on him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning, I got up to nurse my son and he was dead.But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I have born. The other woman said, No, the living one is my son, the dead one is yours. But the first one insisted, No, the dead one is yours, the living one is mine. And so they argued before the king.
So
we have to understand, why so God used this King Solomon?
为什么所罗门变成那么厉害的一个人呢?
Why so that King Solomon become a great person?
刚刚读的经文注意看了。
So read this scripture just now.
现在什么人来找所罗门呢?
So who come before King Solomon?
这里说妓女来找所罗门了。
Yes, a prostitute came to the king.
当时的以色列人的法律是怎么样的?
The Israelites' law at that time.
如果一个女孩子是淫妇来的，一个女孩子是妓女来的，那么怎么样呢？用石头来打死他们。
If it was an adulterous woman, or like, let's say if it's a prostitute woman that come before the Lord, you have to use stone to stone the person to death.
意思说这个现在两个女孩子呢跟什么男孩子搞什么事情了。
That means to say that these two women must be, have some relationship with some other man out there.
然后生了孩子。
And they give birth to children.
那么从以色列的法律来看的话这个女孩子是该死的了。
And so according to Israel law, this woman deserves death.
用石头来这个被打死的了。
But they should be stoned to death.
但是现在所罗门怎么样呢?
But King Solomon here,
需要帮助他们吗?
Does he need to actually help them?
所罗门是王来的。
But King Solomon is a king.
那么可以说我没有时间。
And he can say that I have no time for you.
可以看不起这些人。
He can disregard those people.
或者是你们是违背以色列人的法律。
Or to just tell them all say that you have go against and violated the law.
你们是淫妇来的。
You are all adulterous women.
你们是妓女来的。
And you are all prostitutes.
所以呢，来人呐。
And so come, man.
用石头来打死他们。
And stone this woman to death.
也可以这样。
Well, he can do that.
但是现在把这个他的权柄用在哪里呢?
But where did he use authority on?
施恩给别人。
To show mercy to other people.
恩待他们。
To show grace to them.
虽然他们错了，但是呢所罗门呢，他的王权用在哪里呢？建立公义，慈悲他们。
And even so that they are wrong, but King Solomon actually used this grace and to show mercy on them to establish them and debut them.
예수也把他的权柄用在哪里呢?
What about Jesus? Jesus used his authority on.
圣经告诉我们说他来这个世上的时候呢释放罪人。
The Bible says that he set the prisoner free.
释放被掳的。
He set free those that are captives.
释放坐牢的。
And he set free those that are imprisoned.
释放瞎眼的。
Set free those that are blind.
明白吗?
Can we understand?
这里的被掳的坐牢的瞎眼的被捆绑的用一句话来说的话都是怎么样呢糟糕的都是怎么样的罪人的意思
So the captive, the prisoner, the in bondage one, the blind one, all of this, they are said to be in simple terms, terrible people, or to say in sinners.
啊，但是呢，耶稣呢，把自己的权柄呢，用在赐恩给别人。
But Jesus used authority to show mercy and grace on them.
啊，用在怎么样呢？怜悯别人。
To show mercy unto these people.
其实这些被掳的、这个瞎眼的都是、有罪的人嘛。
So all this are in captive, or to say that they are blind, they are actually sinners.
啊，真的是该死的人嘛。
They deserve that.
但是我们的耶稣呢，他的权柄没有、用在杀他们那边。
But Jesus' authority, he never used it to actually kill them.
你愿意得胜吗？
Are you willing to be victorious?
啊，你愿意得胜的话，像仆人那样来。服侍别人。
If you're willing to be victorious, then you have to become like a servant to serve the other people.
真的用王的心来服侍别人。
But use attitude of the king instead.
还有用仆人的心态来统治别人。
But to use the attitude of the servant to govern over the others.
不要把你的这个权柄用在控制别人、威胁别人、批评别人，或者是夺取别人的自由，不要用在那边。
Well, don't use the authority to manipulate, to threaten, or to criticize, or to oppress other people.
饶恕了。
But to forgive them.
接纳他了。
To accept them.
你错了。
Well, you're wrong.
然后批评他
and then you criticize the person,
骂他
you scold the person,
控制他
manipulate the
威胁他
you threaten the person,
不要这样了
don't do that
虽然他是罪人
even so that the person is
虽然他有问题
even so that the person has a problem
但是怜悯他
but show mercy
恩典给他
show grace to the person
饶恕他
forgive the person
这样做的时候呢我们的上帝呢会提拔你会提高你
and when you do that the God will exalt you and to use you
啊，千万相信了
so really believe in that
圣经这样讲的话真的是这是真理
the Bible says that this is called the truth
明白吗我们这个在动乱的时代里面怎么做能够得胜呢
In a time of chaos, what should we do to become victorious?
千万不要受欺骗
Don't be deceived.
不要以为我们的文凭会帮助我们
But don't think that your qualification can help you.
啊，可能会帮助我们
Perhaps it does.
但是不一定帮助你啊
But it may not actually help you.
但是你听神的话的时候在任何环境任何情况里面也我们的上帝呢会提拔你
But when you hear the word of God, God will in all circumstances will be able to exalt you.Or to use you.
一定要相信。
We have to believe
in it. 所以好好管理神给我们的恩典。
So properly govern over the grace that God has given.
好好管理神给我们的权柄。
Properly govern over the authority that God has
given. 不要这个用这个神给你的权柄来控制别人、威胁别人、骂别人、批评别人、判断别人，不要这样咯。
Don't use your authority to manipulate, to threaten, to criticize, to scold, or to judge other people.
真的，王的心来服侍他。
But use the attitude of a king to serve the person.
然后仆人的态度来管理下面的人。
To use the servant's attitude.To govern other people that is beneath you.
啊，这个是在2019年里面我们能够更得胜的一个方法。
This is one of the way how we can be more victorious in 2019.
啊，第三的考验是什么呢
？The third task is.
第一个是在爱上帝的恩典里面会发生考试。
The first is that in the love and the grace of God there will be a test.
第二是在神给我们的权柄那边会发生考试。
The second is that in the authority that God has given to us there will be a test.
第三的考试呢
？And the third test is.
第三的考试是在神给我们的资源那边会发生考试了。
In terms of the resources that God has given to us there will be a test.
耶稣说，有钱的人呢，很难进来上帝的国。
Those that are rich, they have a hard time to enter into the kingdom of God.
可能骆驼经过针耳更容易。
It'd be easier for the camel to pass through the needle of the eye.
还有各地这个提摩太前书第六章第十节说，贪钱是万恶之根。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 that says that money is the root of all evil.
啊，这样来看的话。钱多不多不是我们的问题。
And so whether you have much money or less money, this is not our problem.
因为这个时代我们的观念是什么钱多的话认为是会得胜。
Our concept of this time is that when we have more money, we'll be more victorious.
钱不多的话糟糕。
When we have less money, it will be terrible.
钱多不多不是一个问题。
Actually, having much or less money is not a problem.
在我们的人生里面最重要的事情是什么呢
？What is the most important thing that is in our life?
有没有信心的问题
？Do we have faith?
会不会信赖我们上帝的问题
？Can we trust in the Lord? That is
the problem. 你看马可福音第十章
，Mark chapter 10,
第二十九节
，29
到第三十节
，to 30.
哦，弄清楚了，钱多不多不是一个问题。
To have much or less money, that's not a problem at all.
你认为是钱多的话，能够度过这个动乱的时代？不是的了。
You think that having much money, you can pass through this time of chaos? That's not the
case. 你认为不够钱的话，我们很难这个突破下去这个动乱的时代？不是的了。
Or to think that having less money, it's hard for us to pass through the time of chaos.
有没有信心
It's whether we have faith or not.
有没有信赖我们的上帝
Do we trust the Lord?
才决定我们的人生
That is what decides our life.
才决定让你失败或者是得胜
And that decides whether we are successful or we fail in all.
马可福音第十章第二十九节到第三十节耶稣说我实在告诉你们人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地第三十节没有不在近视的百倍的就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地并且要受逼迫在来世必得永生
Verse 29 I tell you the truth Jesus replied No one was left home For our brothers or sisters or mother or father or children will fail for me and the gospel will fail to receive a hundred times as much in this present age Homes, brothers, sisters, mother, children in the field and with them persecutions and in the age to come eternal life
这句话很简单来说的话意思是这个了要小心
This is what it means here It's you have to be careful
金钱会杀你
Money can kill you
但是你完全丢弃金钱然后彻底的依靠我的话你会得到你丢弃的一百倍
If you forsake your money to follow me You will instead receive a hundredfold of what you have forsaken there
那么因着金钱我们会面对考试
But because of money we may meet up with different kind of tests
一定要明白金钱会决定我们的人生
Money can decide our life
你对金钱的态度会决定你的人生
The attitude how you face money It's how it decides your life
千万不要以为钱多的话会保障你的人生
Don't think that having much money can secure your life
不是的上帝要找什么人呢
well, God is looking for what kind of person?
不是依靠金钱来生活
The person that doesn't rely on money to live
不是金钱变成他的偶像不是那种的
Not the kind of person that rely on money as idols
上帝要使用的人是彻底的相信依靠上帝来生活的人
God want to use a person who totally rely on God to live
这样的人呢无论发生什么样的事情上帝会提拔他会提高他会让他超乎万民
And this kind of people God will actually use him will exalt him and to allow him to be above all men
我再来告诉你2019年比2018年更辛苦
2019 will be worse than 2018 I tell you
但是不用担心了
But you don't have to worry
我们就是好好处理这个三个考试了
But we just have to deal properly with these three tests in our life
上帝一定会使用你
And God will use you
你看你以色列人出埃及的时候他们带出来那么多的金
So when the Israel exited Egypt they brought out so many gold
但是他们把这个金用在哪里呢
But why did they use this gold?
他们把这个金用在做这个金牛犊那边了
Well, they use this gold to actually do a blazing ox
意思说金钱变成他们的偶像的意思
Which means to say that money has become their idol
你看他们金钱变成他们的偶像的时候呢只有一天内24,000个人死了
And so when they use money to become their idols within one day 24,000 of them died
千万相信只有上帝才是我的供应我的安全
To understand that God is our only security and he is my provider
你看以色列人相信上帝的引导来走的时候虽然他们经过旷野40年但是他们的衣服呢没有穿破他们的血呢没有穿坏了
So the Israelites when they actually trust in the Lord that they passed through the wilderness for 40 years their clothes and their shoes is not torn and tattered
那么上帝为什么带以色列人经过旷野呢
So why did God bring the Israelites into the wilderness?
那个目的是什么
What is the purpose of that?
为什么上帝带以色列人经过这个旷野
So why did God bring the Israelites to the wilderness?
为的是让他们来学习信心
To let them learn faith
为了让他们学习信心 带他们这个经过旷野了。
To let them learn faith, that's why he bring them through this.
过了40年后，他们终于学习了依靠上帝来生活的逆种的信心。
And after 40 years, they really learn the faith to rely in God to live.
那么结果呢？上帝给他们应许之地。
And so God gives them this promised land.
就是给他们了牛奶与蜜之地。
That's the land that's flowing with honey and milk.
迦南地是什么样的地方呢
？What is the place in land of Canaan？
已经迦南人已经。建立了那么好的城市。
Canaanites already built this very beautiful city.
迦南人已经建立了那么漂亮的家。
Canaanites already built very beautiful homestead.
迦南人已经耕田了。
They have already farmed in that ground.
已经开垦了。
And they already opened up the ground already.
我们的上帝呢，把已经被建立的城市，已经被建立的家，已经被开垦的田送给以色列了。
So God gave the Israelites this land that is already established, this home that is built, and this ground that has already been opened to the Israelites.
以色列人什么都没有做呢
Israel never do a single thing.
就是他们40年的时间来彻底的学习了，完全相信上帝。
For 40 years, you all have to do is to learn how to totally trust in God.
所以呢，他们攻击耶利哥城的时候，上帝说：“你们从。”婴孩到老卵家一起来绕一圈这个耶利哥城。
And so when they are attacking Jericho City, God told them, said that from baby all the way to the older person, every one of you to surround the Jericho City one round.
然后也不要出声。
Not to make a single noise.
还有你们过约旦河的时候呢，立刻受割礼。
When you pass through the Jordan River, you have to do the circumcision.
你自己想想看，在敌人的面前敢受割礼。
Think about that, in front of the enemy to do circumcision.
一个礼拜没有方法走动。
One week, you will not be able to move.
你从婴孩到老人家，不要出声，不要提出什么意见，然后听神的话来，每天这个绕一圈这个耶利哥城，容易吗？
From baby to elders, to not make a single noise, to surround the city one time per day, do you think it's easy?
但是他们呢，过了40年后完美的学习相信上帝的话。
But after 40 years, they learn how to totally trust in the word of God.
那么结果呢？上帝给他们已经被建立的城市，已经被建立的家，已经被开垦的弄好的种这个田。
And so in the end, God has given to them the city that is already built and established, this home that is already built, this land that has already been opened, and the farm that has already been set open already.
所以呢，在2018年你们做的都很好了。
2018, all of you have done well.
但是呢，2019年我们更好好管理神给我们的恩典。
But in 2019, we have to all govern our grace, the grace of God that God has given to us.
好好管理神给我们的权柄。
To govern over the authority that God has given to us.
真的好好管理神给我们的财产。
And to govern over the resources that God has given to us.
你不要说我要赚钱，我要赚钱，我要赚钱，不要这样了。
Don't say that I want to earn money. I want to earn money that way.
那么怎么管理神给我们的金钱呢
？And how should we do to govern over the money that God has given？
已经是31分。
It's already 11:31.
这个怎么管理神给我们的金钱是下一次有机会的时候分享。
I will share about this next time when there's opportunity.
其实是相当重要的，怎么管理神给我们的金钱。
How to govern over the money that God has given us is really important.
那时间上没有办法分享到那边，起码我们要明白在三个领域那边发生考试。
At least we understand that in the three areas there is test in it.
如果你能够好好管理三个这个考试的话，怎么样呢？2019年是你的年了。
If you know how to govern over this three tests, then 2019 will be your year.
那么我们这样好不好？今天恩膏了。
Today we have a period of anointing.